novel. The spirit is addressing the medium who knew him during his earthly life. I am going to tell you what I went through within dying. My spirit, held to my body by the bonds of materiality, had great difficulty in getting free. This was a first and very severe distress. The physical life, which I had quitted at the age of 24, was still so strong in me that I had no idea I had been withdrawn from it. I searched about for my body, and was both astonished and alarmed at finding myself lost in the midst of a crowd of shadows. At length, I was suddenly struck with the consciousness of my state and remembrance of the misdeeds done by me in all my incarnations. A pitiless light illuminated the most secret recesses of my soul, which, feeling itself naked, was seized with overwhelming shame. I thought to escape from this misery by directing my attention to the objects, new and yet known to me, with which I was surrounded. Radiant spirits floating through the ether showed me happiness to which I could not aspire. Dark and frightful forms, some of them plunged in gloomy despair, others mocking or furious, were gliding about me and upon the earth to which remained it attached. I saw the movements of the people in the world, and I envied their ignorance of all their life, in which they are in unconscious relationship. A whole order of sensations, unknown or rather recovered, suddenly invaded my being. Drawn along by irresistible force, trying to fly from the tortures that beset me, I rushed madly forward, regardless of the elements, regardless of the physical obstacles, and neither the beauties of nature nor the splendors of the celestial regions could ally. For a single instant, the torments of my conscience and the terror caused me by the revelation of eternity. A mortal may form some idea of the physical tortures from the shuddering of the flesh, but your fragile sorrows, softened by hope, tempered by incidents of your earthly life, put an end to by forgetfulness, cannot give you the faintest notion of the anguish of a soul that suffers without cessation, without hope, without repentance. I remain it for a length of time that I'm unable to measure, envying the happy spirits of whose splendors I sometimes obtain glimpses, detesting the evil spirits who pursued me with their mocking, despising the human beings whose turpitudes I witnessed, passing from the deepest prostration to insensate revolt. At last, you called me, and for the first time, a feeling of gentleness and tenderness appeased my suffering. I listened to the teachings given you by your guides. My eyes were opened to the truth. I prayed, and God heard me. He has now revealed himself to me by his mercy, as he had previously revealed himself to me by his justice. Novel.